El candidato incluido en aquella se considera investido.
In June last year, Spain found itself with a shiny new prime minister, Pedro Sánchez.
Don Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castejón. Muchas gracias, señorías. Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
The former economist and leader of the Socialist Party had a winning smile, was good at basketball, and at least visually was a welcome change from the rather dour figure of his predecessor, Mariano Rajoy. Rajoy had been the leader of the fifth largest economy in Europe since 2011. An old and safe pair of hands, his strategy of keeping quiet and carrying on had brought Spain back from the brink of economic collapse, but a rather unskillful handling of the Catalan crisis and a slew of corruption charges saw a no-confidence vote upheld last summer and Rajoy's People's Party was ousted. Sánchez and his left-wing coalition government assumed power.
Ha sido un honor dejar una España mejor de la que encontré.
On stepping down, Rajoy called the new government a Frankenstein coalition and warned of the mismatched interests in Sánchez's cabinet. It wasn't just sour grapes talking. To build on his Socialist Party's rather meagre 84 seats in a 350-seat parliament, Sánchez had to partner with Podemos, the pro-independence Catalan parties, as well as the Basque Nationalist Party and some others. While everyone agreed it was a good idea to get rid of Rajoy, they haven't found much to agree on since.
Sí, 191. No, 156 más dos votos emitidos telemáticamente. Abstenciones, una. En consecuencia, quedan aprobadas las enmiendas de devolución y, por tanto, rechazado el proyecto de ley de presupuestos generales del Estado para el año 2019.
On Wednesday, the Spanish Parliament voted down Sánchez's 2019 budget. There were some bold ideas in it. Measures included the combating of child poverty, raising the minimum wage, and allocating more money for pensions. But we will never know if these reforms will make life better for Spaniards, or indeed whether they'd have been tenable in a country with a debt-to-GDP ratio of 98% and an unemployment of nearly 15%. Now, Sánchez will be forced to call a snap election. In the run-up to the vote, Sánchez was hoping that the two big Catalonian parties would vote in favour of his budget, in the fear that an election would usher in a right-wing government which would be forcefully opposed to Catalan secession. Fanning the fire is the high-profile trial of the 12 Catalan separatists in Madrid this week, and Sánchez's Catalan colleagues are not in a mind to cooperate. At this point, calling a snap election appears to be Sánchez's sole option. Fortunately, it will serve to create a quick smokescreen following the disastrous rejection of the budget. The PM could seize upon it as an opportunity to secure a fresh mandate to lead the country, but this is wishful thinking. We're more likely to see a hung parliament and an equally monstrous Frankensteinian coalition following. The new normal, it appears, is fragmented politics, a lack of consensus and an inability to agree on a joint course of action. As well as all this, does Spain really want to see its third prime minister in the space of 1 year? For Monocle 24, I'm Peter Firth.